name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there is a difference between joy and happiness. And I am afraid that all of us, myself included, we get focused often chasing happiness. And the problem with happiness is that it's based on circumstances, right? Based on personal circumstances. So for example, you know, I pass my exam finally, I feel happy, right? Your boss calls you into the office and says, hey, you're getting a raise, I'm happy. Or your boss calls you or comes into your office and say, hey, I'm quitting, I'm happy, right? Because of your boss, he's annoying. It's based on our circumstances, happiness. But the problem with happiness is, what happens when we don't get happy? When our circumstances are not happy? So the opposite could happen, right? You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, we need to run more tests. I feel unhappy. Or you find out that you didn't pass your exam. I don't feel happy. Or you find out your spouse is unfaithful. Unhappy. Instead of a raise, you hear you're fired. Unhappy. Instead of, I want to marry you, from your boyfriend or girlfriend, I want to marry somebody else. Unhappy. And so the problem with happiness, again, it's based on our circumstances. We can't live our spiritual lives up and down, up and down, up and down. We're friends, Jesus. I don't want to have anything to do with you, Jesus. I love Jesus. I don't know if you even exist. Up and down, up and down. That's not how we live our lives as Christians who believe in the resurrection. Joy, on the other hand, that's happiness based on our circumstances. Joy, on the other hand, is not a feeling. It's not a fake it till you make it with this artificial smile on the outside, but inside I'm falling apart. That's not joy. Joy is completely different. Joy is an internal peace inside of me regardless of my circumstances. I don't like my circumstances right now, but there is an internal peace within me, although I'm not happy about what's going on outside of me. That's joy. That is joy. There are times that Jesus experienced happiness. I love the scene in the Passion of the Christ where Jesus is with his mother Mary in the backyard, and he's building that stool with the tall shell of the tall stools, and there's that dialogue between Mary and Jesus, and that smile on Mary's face and the smile on Jesus's face, and that's a time of happiness. Jesus experienced happiness in his life, but he didn't chase happiness. He didn't allow his life to depend on happiness, because happiness deals with circumstances. And his circumstances change every day. He always chose joy. When happiness came, he took it. When happiness did not come, I choose joy. He always chose joy. And how do we know that he always preached joy and always chose joy over happiness? In today's gospel, we heard it. Jesus tells his apostles, a little while you will no longer see me, and a little while again you will see me again. This context matters. To understand what we just read from today, from the book of John chapter 16, this is the Last Supper. This is Jesus' one of the final dialogues he's going to have with his apostles. He's sitting at the Last Supper. He's sitting around the table with his first priest that he has chosen. He's about to break bread, the Eucharist, celebrate Mass. And his words to his disciples right before he dies, is crucified, arrested, is what? He uses the word joy 4 times in today's gospel. Final dialogue with his disciples. 4 times he's telling them, joy, choose joy. I'm leaving, but choose joy. I'm going to go, but choose joy. Have an internal peace, regardless of your circumstances outside of you. Choose joy. Always choose joy is what he's telling his apostles. Now, if anybody would not, I mean, at this point, Jesus is not happy. He's not experiencing these butterflies in his stomach sitting at the Last Supper. He's not like, yeah, you guys, I'm about to be crucified. I can't wait. Give me a high five. Jesus was not happy in this dialogue we heard today. Because happiness deals with his circumstances. His circumstances are not good right now. But internally, He had joy, a peace. And he preached to his disciples before he leaves, choose joy. And always choose joy. How do we get joy? We have it. We've received it on the day of our baptism. We have joy. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was with Jesus at this point because Jesus, the Holy Spirit, came down. He receives it at Pentecost, but wherever Jesus is, the Holy Spirit's there. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, the Father is there. So Jesus, having this final dialogue, has the joy from the Holy Spirit as he's having this dialogue. It's not something you fabricate. I'm going to try harder to be joyful. It doesn't work that way. We can order it. It doesn't come on Amazon Prime. It doesn't exist. It's already in us. The problem is we've had so many unhappy circumstances in our lives. We've been hurt. We've been betrayed. We've been backstabbed. We've been lied to. We've been abused. And so my joy has been robbed. The devil is a robber and a thief. And the Holy Spirit gave us joy at our baptism, and the evil spirit is constantly, year after year, day after day, when those unhappy situations happen in our lives, is robbing me of my joy. The problem is, when he robs us, from childhood until today, of our joy, what happens? We don't believe. We're angry, we're bitter, we think my life is cursed, this life is only meant to be a time of suffering. We want happiness. Jesus is like, choose joy. Let me give you peace right now in your circumstances. Let me call down the Holy Spirit upon you and your family. Choose joy. On top of that, the enemy who's constantly trying to rob us of our joy, again, what happens? We start turning on him, who's the giver of joy. God's abandoned me. God's nowhere to be found. He's distant. He doesn't love me. My life is cursed. Everyone else is happy. I'm not happy. Jesus promises in the gospel, he says, ask anything in my name and I will give you. But he's talking about joy. Well, I prayed for this and it didn't happen. And I prayed for this. There's a lot of times I pray for things and it doesn't happen. But when my thing that I'm praying for doesn't happen, God says, ask in my name, I will give you joy. I will give you peace. I will help you to understand, although the circumstance in your life causing you unhappiness, I will make sense of it later. Let me give you peace right now so you don't turn your back on me, be angry, bitter, resentful. That's what he promises us. Ask for joy in my name and I'll give it to you. We don't ask. We don't ask and then we don't receive. Jesus does not promise a life of happiness. Happiness will come. But he doesn't promise that. So that's why we shouldn't chase it. He says in today's gospel, if anything, he says in today's gospel, in the world you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. Have joy. Because I've conquered the world. Be of good cheer. You will struggle. I will struggle. But be of good cheer. That means internally, I know God is there. So we received joy at our baptism. How do we live a life of joy? I love just this quote. We'll end with here. St. Teresa of the Little Flower, she gives us the answer. St. Teresa of the Little Flower says, my willingness to remain at peace in the suffering of my immediate situation is the supreme proof that I love God. That means I don't like my circumstances outside of me, but the fact that I can remain at peace in this immediate situation right now causing me to be unhappy is my way of saying to God, I want your joy. Holy Spirit, give me joy. That way we're not faking it till we make it. That way people are going to be like, why is she okay? She's had this tragedy in her life. How can she come to church on Sunday? Why does she still love Jesus? Joy from the Holy Spirit. We're called to be witnesses. People should look at you and me and say, I want to be a Christian. Why? I want that peace you have. that this world can't give me. That peace is from joy of the Holy Spirit. I want that. The world is hungry for peace. We're going crazy out there. They don't have peace. We are called to have peace. And we take the peace of the Holy Spirit and we take it into a very unpeaceful world. That's how we obtain peace. When an unhappy circumstance happens outside of me, I stop and tap into the giver of joy, the Holy Spirit, inside of me. It's in here. Holy Spirit, I'm very unhappy right now. Stir up the joy given to me at my baptism. And immediately the Holy Spirit promised in today's gospel to give us joy, which is an internal peace. If we're more peaceful, less problems, less chaos, less arguments, less division. And the devil hates when we do this. And starts to back off with like, they got the answer. They're hard now. I'm going to go somewhere else. Who doesn't know how to ask for the gift of joy. Again, we don't ask because we think God is cheap. But in reality, we are cheap with God when we just suppress the unhappy situations and we don't ask for joy. Don't be cheap with God, because he cannot be outdone in generosity. Amen?